Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today we're visiting with Ruth Kramer, executive producer and anchor with Mission Network News. In the past few weeks, we've been hearing more and more about crackdowns on Christians in China. Would you paint a picture of current conditions in the communist country?
Well, they're always changing. What we have seen since the new religious regulations went into effect in February of 2018 is this effort called Sinicism or Sinicization to make everything come under what the government determines is more Chinese. And in a lot of cases, that's where you were hearing things like the government was going to be replacing pictures of iconic religious symbols with the chairman, or they were going to be changing different things in scripture because they didn't agree necessarily with how scripture was written. And those things are actually happening. But what we're seeing now is some other restrictions that are coming into play. Those restrictions in 2018 that went into effect, those restrictions actually changed how churches could be doing outreach for children. It made evangelizing and discipling children in China illegal. So you no longer have the ability to do like backyard Bible clubs or VBS type programs or anything like that, because that becomes illegal. So a lot of ministries have been trying to figure out how to still be able to encourage the body of Christ in China to be the body of Christ without running afoul of the laws. And those are things that we've been seeing are becoming more challenging as time has gone by. So last year, what we were seeing was a number of ministries who are regular visitors into China having to really change how they approached what they do. I'm speaking of specifically our friend Bibles for China. For a long time, what they did was they walked into rural China. They were there at the invitation of the local church to help the church distribute Bibles, but that got to be a problem for those local churches because the government was watching all of these non-Chinese people visiting these churches, and they put pressure on the churches and put pressure on the pastors, and it made their lives very difficult over the next few months. So even a group like Bibles for China, their name tells you what they do, and they had to reevaluate how they were doing things. And right now, it's really something where they pulled back from their original vehicle of how they walked alongside the body of Christ, and they're trying to find a better way to do that without putting pressure on the Christians there. A lot of that is coming through working through the seminaries and the existing body of Christ to walk alongside these new members in the body of Christ. And it's becoming very challenging for a lot of ministries that are trying to do similar things. And at the same time, ministries that are working in China are having a hard time telling the story about what they're doing because they don't want to draw undue attention to themselves or to the people that they're partnered with that would prevent them from being able to do anything in the future.
Wow. Ruth, with church surveillance, the communist country is now moving up the ranks on the recently released World Watch List for Christian persecution. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Surveillance has been more of a situation recently where a lot of churches were required to put in the cameras, and that means the government can watch them and identify who is coming to these services, who is being part of these churches. And because they can be identified, they can be chased down. They can be questioned. They can be made to turn on other people. And that's creating a lot of difficulty for how churches are doing what the church does.
Believers there are really facing serious hurdles to living their faith and to sharing their faith. Do you think that deters many?
It's not going to prevent it from happening because the body of Christ in China is saying, we have been through similar circumstances before under the full extent of communism, under Chairman Mao, and we can do it again. But the younger church leaders who've never experienced this before in their lifetimes don't know how to do this. So they're looking to an older generation that was sort of put on the shelf because this younger generation hadn't walked through that. But now that they are walking through it, they're turning to the generation that came before and said, how did you do this? How did you survive as the body of Christ? How does a remnant survive with a government that wants to wipe us out?
Any other ways you want to share how God is showing up in China?
Believers are using technology encourage you to just say, we're going to find creative ways to be the body of Christ. And we're talking about things like podcasts. You've got different platforms. And in this situation, there's a number of churches that are no longer allowed to meet together, whose buildings may have been destroyed or whose pastors have been scattered, where they're connecting through a podcast that is a recorded church service that's been put together by a media team somewhere. And people just meet at this park and they put in their headphones and they just walk around listening to their podcast, which is actually a church service. So there are creative ways that these believers are still meeting together without necessarily meeting together. I think that's one thing we can be praying for, because new restrictions are coming in at the end of February, and that's really looking at measures for religious groups. These are things that will enable a legal course of action by the government against a church.
Wow.
You kind of think that's already been in place, but now it's like officially in place.
May they continue there in China to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves as they face these new challenges.
Definitely. We're just on the outside kind of observing the situation, and sometimes people don't know what to do with these kinds of headlines. They get very discouraged by them. But the body of Christ in China is just saying, pray that we remain faithful. Pray that we find creative ways to be the body of Christ, to be the hands and feet of Christ, and stay good citizens. They want to be good citizens of China. When you talk to someone from this body and say, how can we be praying for you? 9 times out of 10, they will look at you and they're saying, we don't want to necessarily have you praying for us. We want to pray for you. How can we best pray for you? Because in the North American context, you don't have anything challenging your faith.
Yeah, it's convicting to us. I do know that the Trump administration is applying pressure on China in the form of sanctions for its human rights violations. And it's not just Christians that have been coming under all this pressure, Muslims as well.
Yeah, the Muslims are even more of a religious minority in China. The thing that we have to kind of look at and how the government views these religious minorities or the Christian movement in China is that they can't control it, and the ideology doesn't follow what China's Communist Party wants people to believe. So in the sense that it's a movement they can't control, and it's a movement that is growing quickly, the church in China just spreads like wildfire, in the sense that you can mobilize a large body in a very short period of time, speaking a message that isn't about the Communist Party, that's the threat. And so that's why you're seeing so much more pressure coming down, because the government really wants to control what people think and how they approach these things. And when you find some resistance with another ideology that doesn't necessarily say we're going to venerate and worship as our worldview the Communist Party, that becomes a threat to power.
We just had a group of school kids come through this week, and one young man said his friend in China listens to our radio station. We know God is doing amazing things, like you said, to explode the growth of Christians there.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that the Chinese Christians will say, how can we pray for you? One of the things that we can keep in mind is that they stay steadfast to the hope of Jesus Christ, because things get very dark at times when you don't know who you can trust. You don't know if people in the congregation, people that you consider your friends, are going to turn on you. It's very much like what happened at the beginning of the Cultural Revolution, where you just didn't know who you could trust anymore. So pray that they have wisdom, that these church leaders who are being trained and discipled to lead the church will have wisdom in how to do this and do it well, and not run afoul of the government. That seems like a lot to ask, but our God is a big God.
He certainly is. Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Where can folks learn more about Mission Network News and China and many other countries around the globe?
Well, we have a number of partners that are working there. You can just go to our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. Do a search for China. We've got a number of partners that are there, China Partner, Bibles for China, Voice of the Martyrs, Open Doors, and they're all speaking on behalf of the body of Christ. It's just important to be aware and stay on top of what's happening. I find a lot of people are thinking things about China that are about 10 or 15 years out of date. So staying on top of what's happening, knowing how to pray into the news. Don't be afraid of the news. Pray into it. Those are the best ways that we can be a voice for the voiceless and stay aware of what's happening, so that if it's something that we can do and talk to our representatives or encourage the USCIRF to speak into an issue, that we know how to do that ahead of time.
That's Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?